Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Friday, November 11th. This is the city, Chicago. My name is Surratt. My partner is Lieutenant David Haynes. He wrote the book, The Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats. It was getting colder in the city. More than 3 million people live here. When they get hungry, we go to work. Lieutenant Haynes, I saw your picture, your photograph from your days in the Marine Corps, and I think it's only appropriate to...
Well, now I got to stand up and talk.
Mention that you serve proudly, and it's Veterans Day, so we salute you.
Oh, thank you. That picture was 36 years ago. It's hard to believe. That's my boot camp picture that I put on my Facebook page. 36 years, man.
What was your rank in the Marines?
Oh, I ended up, I Lance Corporal. I was very low ranking. I was an infantryman, so.
Once a Marine, always a Marine.
That's right, yeah.
And I think it was the Marines' birthday yesterday.
Right. 247th birthday yesterday. That it's 247 years that the Marine Corps has been protecting this country 24-7. I like that.
And here you are with the Chicago Police Department still serving and protecting. And on Fridays, what you serve is great food.
That's right.
Tell us about your investigations this week.
Well, the restaurant I went to is called Machete's Big Quesadillas, which is like a restaurant that's devoted just to quesadillas, which is really kind of cool. And it's also, this is one of those places, this wasn't recommended by anybody. The second place we'll talk about is across the street from this place. So I was going to pick up donuts and saw this restaurant, and it's very small. It's like in the middle of the block, and it was like, I just saw the sign and go, I've never heard of a restaurant that's devoted to quesadillas. I had to try it out. And those are the best when you find these little
great
little restaurants. And so Machete's is at 4503 North Kedzie, and it's not named after the movies. It's named after the quesadillas that they make are called Machete quesadillas because they're shaped like the head of the axe.
Oh, you know? Really?
Yeah.
And we're told that they're quite humongous.
Yeah. The basic quesadilla they make is 20 inches long. And it was interesting. It's called street food, and street food, Mexican street food, is like a very overused term these days. There's all kinds of places that say they serve street food from different countries, but they call it street food because nobody makes 20-inch tortillas at home. Where you know, I mean, traditional Mexican cooking, you make the tortillas at home, and I actually do sometimes too.
No, do you?
Yeah, but it's but they don't make them this big at home, so you have to go out and get it. And all right, so with a 20-inch quesadilla, you can get two basic fillings, and you can add other stuff, vegetables. They all come with cheese, but because of the way it's made, all the flavors are juxtaposed; they're not mixed in together. So every bite can taste a little different. Because like when I the first one I ordered was pastor on one side and asada beef mm-hmm. on the other side, and so you had each taste was different. Every bite was different.
So this Machete quesadilla can feed a couple of people, right?
Yeah, it could. Or I ate the whole thing.
But I guess it was good.
It's funny. I brought it home, and my wife wasn't sure it was a corn tortilla, so she wouldn't eat it because she can only eat corn tortillas. And then I told my daughter that I brought a big quesadilla if she wanted some, and she didn't move fast enough. So,
can you get a regular size?
You can. There's so all right. So the basic one is 20 inches long. They also have a what do you call it? A Machete Junior, which is one person, and it's a little smaller, and then a baby Machete for kids, I guess. I don't know.
And they have other Mexican food on the menu, right?
Well, yeah, but hold on. At the other end of the spectrum is the Machete Champion, which you can put 10 different things in. I didn't try that one.
Good thing that wasn't on your plate.
Right. And they also do it. They do a machete in a bowl, which is without the tortilla, which I should have brought home for my wife. Sorry, honey. And they do tacos and burritos. There's not a big menu for the tacos and burritos. It's basically just a smaller tortilla. Mm-hmm. But they do have very good flan.
Uh-huh.
Flan.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, Marianne. Flan.
And how large is that?
It's not very big. That's a normal size. And they do a Cafe de Ala, which is coffee with cinnamon and piocilla, which is kind of like a Mexican brown sugar.
Yeah, I like cinnamon in that. It's supposed to be good for you, too. Yeah. Machete's Big Quesadillas, 4503 North Kedzie.
Yeah, and a nice little place, too. It's the outside looks kind of like a hole in the wall, but you go inside, very nice little restaurant. They have some tables. You can sit down and eat, and, I mean, it was very nice on the inside. It's obviously been remodeled. Not too long.
Good discovery, yeah. Lieutenant. We'll take a break here, and then we'll get to dessert. WGN. It's the Friday Food Police. That's you, Lieutenant Haynes, and I'm looking at a lovely, colorful, assorted box of donuts you brought in.
Yes, I did. I went to a place called Something Sweet, and there's no G in something. So if you type it in your GPS...
I
don't know why I couldn't. But anyway, Something Sweet at 4456 North Kedzie in Chicago. And this, I have to say, this place was recommended by my lovely wife, Annie, who goes with me to try out a lot of these restaurants. But she works for a building management company called Kagan, and they manage the building which Something Sweet is in. And so she was there for something else and told me about it. And so we went and checked it out, and the owners, Jim and Ling Chow, they've been there 10 years, but they have decades of experience. They moved here, I think, from California, and I met their son who was working and picked up some donuts for us, and they do another little neighborhood place. Kedzie is mostly a busy street, but in this area, for some reason, it's more like a neighborhood street, so there's a lot of little neighborhood, little stores and restaurants and stuff.
Last time I was around there were a lot of places like Vietnamese and Asian in that area.
There's quite a few of those. I know there's a little grocery store next door that's run by an Arab gentleman, so it's like a very diverse place. And just north of there, we reviewed a couple places, Noom Kebab, so it's getting, I think, a lot more of an Arab influence.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So Something Sweet, they make great homemade donuts, and I brought in, the old-fashioned. I brought in a couple old-fashioned, one chocolate, one glaze, which is probably going to be entries in this year's Donut Olympics, which we just started.
Oh, that good, huh?
Yeah.
I can't wait to sample those.
They're very good. There's some apple crisp, and they make them with cinnamon on them and just with glaze on them.
This is the season for those.
This is the season. Apple donuts are really big right now. They also make a bacon flavored donut, which I got for you, but then I ate it on the way here.
Bacon donuts, that's okay. My mom made bacon for me, like for breakfast, bacon and eggs, and she made BLTs for me for lunch when I was a kid. So I overdosed on bacon. It's not that I don't like it, it's just that I had so much of it.
Well, bacon maple donuts, it's one of those things where it's like somebody realized that when you have bacon and eggs and pancakes in the morning and the bacon gets in the syrup and it tastes really good, so they turned it into a donut. I just love what they do. They also, every once in a while, they have donuts. They didn't have any today, so they bring them in, but they have like Fruit Loops on them. What a great idea.
Wow. Yeah. They take requests?
They do. Yeah, they do custom orders. Matter of fact, I saw they made some donuts in the shapes of letters. And so the box of donuts would spell out, happy birthday, Bob, or
nice,
or happy birthday, Marine Corps.
Something Sweet, 4456 North Kedzie in Chicago.
Yeah, they also have ice cream and tea and coffee, and yeah, very, very nice little place.
Good find. News on the hour coming up from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Right now we have some restaurant news, Lieutenant.
Well, this is a Rainbow Cone is staying open all winter long for the first time in their 96-year history. And Rainbow Cone, for some reason, has seen a big expansion lately.
Yeah, the original's in Beverly, right?
Right. I don't know where they... I don't know. All but they have some sort of partnership with Bona Beef, so the Bona Beefs have them now.
Yep.
I saw a Rainbow Cone truck a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
So, yeah, they're staying open all winter long. So I think we should organize a staff trip, me, you, and Dave, and Steve. Like, the first day it snows 6 inches, we should go get Rainbow Cones.
Well, first go get the Buona beef sandwich.
Yeah.
Then next door for that. And you have, a closing to report, right?
Yeah, Piccolo Mondo Restaurant and Bakery. It's 1642 East 56th Street. Is closing on November 27th. Yeah, so the owner is retiring, and that was a great place. We talked about that several years ago, I think. And you got until November 27th to go check it out. That's a very good restaurant.
By the way, in the mailbox, got a nice note from Margie, who says, I grew up in Highland Park. My favorite is listening to Lieutenant Haynes give his reviews. He needs to come up to Highland Park and Highwood and explore. And she sent a few recommendations here, including Marco's Northside Grill, Toad's Stool Bar, and Nightingale. So I'll pass these along to you so you can check these out if you are up north.
You know what? I actually want to go check out Highland Park. There was we were going to go to see Billy Corgan because he bought the Orange Garden sign. We're waiting for it to get put up.
Yeah, at his tea place, right?
Yeah. So we should check that out.
And again, that's quite a dashing figure you cut in your Marine uniform. We salute you on this Veterans Day.
It was many pounds ago and many years ago. And by the way, I should mention that every year there's a Marine Corps ball in Chicago. Police Marines had their Marine Corps ball at the Old Crow Restaurant, which was, I hear, very nice. I didn't go this year, but I hear it was very nice. And the Old Crow is a nice place to check out, and they support the Marine Corps. So,
Lieutenant David Haynes' Facebook page proudly showing his picture from those days.
Yeah, maybe I'll post it on Twitter now. So.
Talk to you next Friday.
All right, see ya.
Hey. Let's be careful out here.